This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show. The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
What is, wait a second, turtle sex sound?
Yep.
That's one of the weirder animal sex sounds, I think, is the turtle sex sound.
Is there a function on the radio.com rewind app where I can never hear that again?
What's your issue with turtles? They're allowed to procreate. I
mean, Grow Up, featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Danielle is outraged that Julian did this.
No, I'm outraged that you're giving him a pass because I think it's childish behavior. You're a 33-year-old man who plays in the NFL.
When's the last time you got white girl wasted? Be honest.
I didn't jump on a car.
I texted an ex-boyfriend with ridiculous things. I wasn't wasted. Maybe drunk as can be. Joined by Jello for Sauce Wiggy. Vortex.
Shoe is moving pictures your favorite Rush album?
How do I get out of this vortex? His finest song was the album that he had back in 1984.
Sorry that Lil Nas X hasn't sampled any Rush songs.
I didn't get this when Nipsey Hussle died.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
They're going to run it back again one more time.
First of all, Ken, do you get the biggest turtle boner in the world when your pocket vibrates knowing, oh, Fitzy notification?
Tom wants to be the next Carson Palmer.
Ken, do you have like a string quartet that plays sad music every time you come in your own house?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
No, Tampa. I hate myself.
Where the they are.
His performance, I think, is magnetic.
Do not have anything to add.
Cover it.
Cover it.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the bears. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
Since I started this show well over 5 months ago, I have just been waiting for a topic that would warrant 4 hours of hot stove baseball talk, Wiggy. Ken, I'm warning you, the entire show is not going to be about the Boston Red Sox and the cheating scandal.
Oh, and sticking your head in the sand, were you briefed? Or?
I was not briefed. that has nothing to do with Sam Kennedy or John Henry or the broadcast rights that this radio station possesses for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it. Although we probably have to talk about it because I think the Red Sox are going to be without a manager very, very soon.
Wow.
But we will, I'm sure that's, Ken, I'm guessing that may be your lead.
Hey, somewhere. I'll surprise you every now and then.
Yeah, you are Mr.
Don't put
Baseball.
Me on the spot.
You are Mr. Baseball on this show. So we will get to that, certainly. Wiggy, hello. How are
what
you, Jerome?
What is going on?
Danielle, how you doing?
Hi. Happy Tuesday.
It's going to get up into the 40s today, so there are some icy spots this morning. Just a heads up right off the bat this morning, if you're getting up and out and getting ready to go, there's some leftover ice and some dangerous spots on the roadway, so be careful. If you would like to call and you would like to be on this show anytime, up until 10 this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text us anytime on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up in about 40 minutes or thereabouts at 6:45, we will get to the dumbest of the day today, and unfortunately, I don't think Wiggy will be happy when he finds out who is responsible for the dumbest of the day. But that is coming up at about 6:45 this morning.
This is The Lead.
Iggy, that's for you, I think, because you mentioned
Living Color.
Yeah, you mentioned Living Color yesterday when you did the crossover, and Ken was listening, obviously. Yeah,
Corey Glover and Vernon Reed, two greats. Come on, Wiggy.
I'm right.
He didn't seem to respond to that.
No.
He's just waking up. Give him a minute.
Well, I mean,
wake up.
It's been a while since I heard that song.
He's only one egg sandwich in. He doesn't wake up till he has his third.
No, I don't eat eggs, man. I don't eat eggs.
Oh, you're like Danielle.
I don't eat eggs, man.
What, you don't like them?
No, I'm not an egg. Yeah, I don't eat eggs.
Oh, my life would be nothing without eggs.
People putting salt on it, walk around eating.
Yeah, the hard boiled. And then this one, the hollandaise. It's like eggs on eggs and eggs Benedict.
I love eggs Benedict.
Yeah,
with the yellow thing and a yolk.
What is wrong with you?
That's
two?
Disgusting.
Gross.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, God. You don't know what you're missing.
No, I know what I'm missing.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Ken. What's your lead this week?
Well, I hate to say I was right, but boy, was I right last week. And you said this was going to blow over, not a big story. Nobody cares about cheating in baseball. This is the 100-year anniversary of the Black Sox scandal. Eight Men Out was a fine movie. I remember I think it was the pitcher, Eddie Seacott, who was on the stand, the witness stand, and he said, "We was crooked." Well, that's the Boston Red Sox of 2018. The whole thing is tainted. They should vacate the title. It is tainted forever. They led baseball that year with runners in scoring position, team batting average of .289, and it continued to unworldly levels in the playoffs. So people are going to say, based on the Evan Drellick report, this didn't go on in the postseason. The numbers show otherwise.
I could not agree with you more. It's gross.
It's disgusting. And it makes me feel sick, actually.
It's all on Alex Cora, by the way.
Wow.
Totally.
Wow. Okay.
What? I mean,
His name is ruined forever. Tarnished forever.
Yeah. You can't bring him back. I mean, he's probably going to get a one-year suspension from Major League Baseball, but you got to do what Houston did. And
fire the manager?
Yes, fire him. Don't you agree, Ken?
Totally agree. I think baseball may do it for them. I think they're going to wait. He may be banned from baseball for life. I mean, he was mentioned 11 times in that report. This is just Houston. They haven't even gotten to Boston yet.
Yeah.
So they're going to wait. The hammer will fall. And unfortunately for the city of Boston and New England, this is now Cheatersville. I mean, this is lumped together with the Patriots scandals. And
it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
And are you going to, this is my question, are you ready to acknowledge this morning that the Red Sox cheated their way to a World Series title? Are you gonna own up and admit that this morning if you're a diehard Red Sox fan? We'll find out as the show goes on.
Well, the two happiest people in Boston this morning are Robert and Jonathan Kraft. After dealing with John Henry and his newspaper, going through from Aaron Hernandez to Spygate to Deflategate to Dave Mondillo, you name it, they can now view this Red Sox team for the cheating organization that it is. What the Red Sox did is worse than Spygate. And the way that they're covering this, above the fold in the Boston Globe, a newspaper nobody reads, but Cora's role in cheating scandal detailed above the fold this morning, he is going to be the fall guy when the newspaper that John Henry owns always would say you have to go to the top first when it came to things with the Patriots. When it's their own team cheating, it's all on Alex Cora. That is crap. They had to have known about this. This is not just an Alex Cora thing. Cora's gone. He's never going to be part of baseball again. Too bad. He screwed up. He was a cheater, all that. But this is going to have to be the people at the top of this organization have to be held accountable.
How high do you want people held accountable? How high are you?
Sam Kennedy, John Henry.
So everybody that knew, or?
Certainly if they knew.
Right.
But Ken, Curtis, are you saying that you believe Sam Kennedy knew what was going on?
I believe two things. If he didn't know, he should be fired because he didn't do his job in vetting the manager, or he knew. Both are not good outcomes.
What about John Henry?
Of course, John Henry is a huge part of this organization. He is a key component to what they do. He loves the analytical way that they do their lineups. He's a big part of this organization, and he had to have known. And that's why I think they've separated the Astros. They already had Crane go out there, the owner of the Astros, fire the GM and the manager. They are going to really lay the hammer on the Red Sox because the Red Sox were warned multiple times about this, and they still did it.
Now, I'm going to have to kind of piggyback off of Ken's lead a little bit. I don't think Cora should be suspended for year. Neither do I think
you don't think he should be suspended?
No, and neither do I think the Houston Astros manager and GM should have been fired and suspended for year. I blame the players and coaches in baseball because they are lazy. This has been an unwritten rule for Major League Baseball of stealing signs for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Why not change your signs. Just as similar to Bill Belichick. Now, granted, they were wrong for doing it, but baseball should be changing their signs. And I can't remember where I heard this, but I think it was one of the pitches that said, well, the problem is this is what's making the game longer because we have to now maybe change our signs because they could be potentially being stolen. Change the damn signs. It's not that difficult. I coach Little League Baseball. You can't, between innings, the pitcher and the catcher sit down together and say, all right, we're going to change the three pitches that I throw.
Right.
Anyways, we're going to change our signs. I blame the baseball players and managers for being lazy. If they weren't lazy, we wouldn't be sitting here in this position today.
And are you now going to say that none of us can comment because we don't manage a Little League team?
Well, you'd have to.
I mean, is that where you're going?
If you haven't managed before, then you would know about the signs.
Well, there is no length that Wiggy won't go to defend a professional athlete, is there, or a manager or a coach?
I'm saying they're lazy. But I will say this, all right? If you're going to suspend the manager especially in Houston, it was something that was brought on by the players. Why don't the players get suspended?
They should suspend everybody.
I mean, if you're going to
cancel it for a year.
No one will miss it.
Cancel the whole season.
I would ask Ken that.
Cancel the whole thing.
You know that my friend Jerome and I often lobby for things like a higher speed limit because we don't feel that people drive efficiently. Michigan raised the speed limit to 75 miles per hour a couple of years ago on about 600 miles of roadway. And sadly, Wiggy, they found that this caused a pretty significant increase in crashes, injuries, additional speeding. They found that the people that already sped, sped more. Mm-hmm. They found that there was a 17.2% rise in crashes and an 18.9% rise in injuries last year.
Are you going to apologize, Wiggy?
No, because it's probably the people that were driving slow and all nervous about the speed limit.
It's
the ones that caused the accidents. Mm-hmm.
It's a fluke.
All right. I would like to ask this morning, how much more print space or digital feed space or television or radio time is going to be wasted on the Megxit?
As much as it takes to keep those of us who are obsessed with the royal family happy. This is a big deal, Greg, for procedure and policy within the royal family. They've done things the same way since the beginning of time, as LB would say.
Where are they moving to? Have they found the spot yet?
No, we don't know. It depends on whether or not Trump gets reelected, I'm sure.
It's outside Chicago?
Detroit?
It's Lowell. They're moving. We can announce this morning that the former Prince Harry and Princess Meghan are going to be moving to Lowell or Chelsea. Lowell or Chelsea, Massachusetts.
And Harry is going to be the manager of the Lowell Spinners.
Meghan Markle would fit perfectly, over there.
Markle? I've never heard it pronounced
that. What? Last name?
Listen, we got it. The prince and the princess are leaving the royal family. Can we all move on? Do we really need a breathless Wolf Blitzer reporting that Meghan Markle was unable to dial in for the conference call with the Queen yesterday?
Black people say Markle. It's shagging Austin Diddy now. You still black? You ain't got a friend? Markle.
Yeah. Enough. I've heard all I need to hear about the royal family.
I just found out that Meghan and Harry actually came out with a new theme song for their new home.
Oh,
it's this.
Okay. There's a lot to like about former prince and princess of England live.
Duke and Duchess.
In Lowell, Massachusetts. All right. Should you want to call and be on the show today, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up in about a half an hour at 6:45, it is the dumbest of the day here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Growing your business is a steep climb, Hillman. You need a steady partner like Salesforce. If you're still running on spreadsheets, losing leads and revenue thanks to manual processes, well, Salesforce helps you connect, share, and automate. You can try it for free at salesforce.com. Big news of the day, of course, was MLB dropping the hammer. But did you watch the national title game last night?
I did.
You did?
Believe it or not. Yes.
Wow.
I was having a business dinner with ESPN commentator Rob Ninkovich, and he forced me to watch the national championship game. What a great football game that was, man. Though.
I mean, I was blanket bay before the comeback. I thought Clemson was going to roll. I didn't. I woke up and was stunned.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he was off.
They look good, though, early.
Joe Burrow going to look good in a Bengals uniform, it looks like. And Ja'Marr Chase looks like the man, Wiggy. Nine catches, 221 yards. Randy Moss's son had 2 touchdowns.
They got a ton of talent over there at LSU. Kid Jefferson's good.
42-25 was the final. Not also good in the nighttime viewing activity. The Bruins blew a 5-2 lead.
Ugh.
They lost in a shootout. 6-5 again.
God.
Even worse, Brad Marchand overskates the puck on the team's final shootout try. Touched it enough that it was ruled no goal. And here's the audio leaving the ice as the Flyers were heading down the tunnel.
His nose got in the way.
He didn't catch that. His nose got in the way.
His nose got in the way. Who said that?
Unidentified as of yet.
Oh, boy.
That is the worst shootout in the history of NHL shootouts, Brad Marchand.
The worst
ever.
How do you miss the puck, man?
Are they like 0-11 in shootouts?
Yeah,
this
not
season,
good.
I think it's 0-6, yeah. But I mean, coupled with like the losing in regulation overtime, it might be 0-11. I don't know.
Yeah, the Bruins need to hire Ed Orgeron to coach them how to win shootouts.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Ed Orgeron, fun game. Waterboy coach or Ed Orgeron? You tell me, Wiggy.
Okay.
You don't think? Now we win. I kind of how we go to next week. I got a book call that man back.
Ed Orgeron or the Waterboy coach?
I'm gonna go with Ed Orgeron. You little about another day. You little about another day.
How about this one?
You go get a ham sandwich or maybe some boudin or something.
Which one, Wiggy?
I go with Ed Orgeron.
You're going with Ed.
He's
on
classic,
that?
Man. Okay. He's classic New Orleans.
And the Celtics beat the Bulls 113-101, 21 from Tatum, 19 from Brown, 6 Celts in double figures. They're in second place. Second place. Distant behind Milwaukee, but hanging in there. Next up, the Pistons on Wednesday. This is the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Greg Hill Show.
I listen to you guys religiously every morning
on WEEI.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
During the break, 781 texter suggested that the Red Sox should take down the 2018 championship banner at Fenway Park this morning and give that thing back. Give the trophy back.
Maybe. Ooh, I like it. Opening day last year was the banner ceremony. They can have another banner ceremony, but just right. Take it down.
Just take
this
it
year.
Down on opening day.
Yeah, and Alex Cora can throw right. away the first pitch.
Right. Mm. We can have Gronk come out and spike the banner.
And they all have to hand back their rings.
Mm-hmm. He can rip it. Gronk can rip it off the Green Monster and then spike it.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, Curtis's lead this morning at 6 at the start of the show was that this Red Sox cheating scandal involving Alex Cora is worse than Spygate.
I agree with that.
You do, Wiggy.
Yeah.
You agree.
Yeah, because in this, what what once we get the information, right, if it comes out like it did in Houston where there's people talking about they were actually using videos and they were able to get in-game cheating or an advantage, I think that's bigger because Spygate, there was really never anything really proven there, right, except for the fact that they were filming where in front of 80,000, when they told them to stop, they went to another area.
No, they broke a rule.
Wiggy, there was something seriously wrong with Spygate. There was
never no filming of the walkthrough or anything that could have given you.
Well, we don't know because Goodell stomped on all the tapes.
End-game advantage. We don't know because allegedly these tapes were destroyed, but there was never anything that gave you an end-game advantage. When you kind of see what went on in Houston, they're saying this would give them an in-game advantage. And it's probably going to be similar to the Red Sox if somebody, I guess, but they're going to need somebody to come out, right? The Red Sox?
No, Major League Baseball is currently conducting their investigation of the Red Sox in 2018. But it is clear that Alex Cora was deeply involved when it comes to Houston. I mean, that's a fact.
Called him the architect. He orchestrated the banging on
the maestro. He's the maestro.
But he's not getting anything for the Houston investigation.
He hasn't yet. But he probably will.
But the reports were that the investigation is now what Cora and the alleged cheating with the Red Sox scandal.
I'm a true crime guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let me put it in a way that those of us who are true crime people would understand. In the case of Don't F with Cats,
mm-hmm.
you figure out that Luca is the guy who killed the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to, spoiler alert, you want to figure out as you're investigating if he's also the guy who killed the human being.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know what he did in Houston.
Right.
Now they want to figure out what he did here.
But what if they don't have any evidence that he killed the human being?
Well,
so do you then charge him with the murder of the human being, even though you have no evidence
him? I think there's going to be some evidence that he did the exact same thing here.
Cora, right. A huge Basic Instinct fan, by the way.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says they should give the banner back to Huey and Louie from Malden, who rightfully found it on the side of the McGrath Highway. Yeah, those two guys should get the banner back. They should get the banner back.
I want to give it back to them because it belongs to them and it doesn't belong to us. Yeah. But in reciprocation, we would like, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
This story is all about Evan Drellick. He did phenomenal reporting, even though he's being a douche and doesn't want to do radio spots. And when I've spoken to him, he said that baseball was very hesitant to really work with them when they presented this information initially. And it was only after they broke the Red Sox side to this that they really began the full-on investigation. So he covered both the Astros and the Red Sox, and he brought the story out to light.
Here's a 774 text, which reads, I am pissed at Cora and the Red Sox, but you are naive.
Ooh.
If you don't think that every team does this at some level.
Oh, God. That's such a pathetic excuse. It really is. The Red Sox were caught after being warned not to do this. They have the manager on their roster who was the one who orchestrated this to win a World Series with the Astros. They had to have been aware in some way, shape, or form when they did due diligence that he was up to this.
I mean, in 2018, the top two teams with runners in scoring position were, no surprise, the Red mm-hmm. Sox won and the Astros too.
But aren't the Yankees being investigated too?
Yeah, one of their former players said that they tried to steal signs.
It all started with the former pitcher for the Astros that kind of brought this all to light.
Correct.
So here's what I think the person on the text line is right is that this is something that's being done, and I bet you now, depending on the severity or the levels that are being done from team to team, don't you have to then investigate every team?
Sure, they're going to do that, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Red Sox
mm-hmm.
cheating their way to a World Series title. It's shameful. It's embarrassing. The entire country, as Curtis said this morning, has basically determined that every single title that we win here
mm-hmm.
is won through cheating.
Right. Yeah, they're going to find out Chara was juicing, and somehow Danny Ainge blackmailed Kevin McHale to get Kevin Garnett here. I mean,
I don't think this is the Hillman jinx, but 216 days ago, I believe the morning show was already in the works. I mean, there was every Joe inside of 128 knew about you coming here except for me. But the Bruins were in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final at the Garden. They were one win away from three consecutive Boston championships, the Red Sox, the Patriots, and then the Bruins. Since then, we've gone to hell. Everything's gone wrong. The Patriots brought in AB. That was awful. Then they had their do-your-job Spygate 2.0, and then they lost to the Dolphins and the Titans. And now the Red Sox are basically the biggest cheaters in baseball history.
Do you put any blame at all on teams for not changing their signs? If that's something that you know is being done in your sport, as a if I'm a manager of a baseball team and you know that this is something, the unwritten baseball rules, staling signs,
yeah.
Why can't you change signs every inning?
Right.
So do you?
You're the guy who blames the husband because the wife is cheating on him.
You should be doing something.
Why? The man in the mirror, Greg.
Why is she cheating on you? What are you not doing at home?
Because she's that hoe over there. That's why.
Maybe they do change every inning, but it doesn't matter when you got video.
But they were doing it where it was happening in real time. So that's extremely difficult to do if you are changing it every single inning. We see in football, right, the whole staling signals because they're trying to, get the signals of the sidelines, hand signals and this, that, and the other. And what are they doing in football? They say, you know what, we're just going to get away from using hand signals so nobody can videotape our sidelines or maybe be able to get an advantage of what we're doing. We're just going to have to change. Why can't baseball do that? I think it's because they're lazy and they don't want to do it. So
they're lazy.
And at what level? A one's a fastball, two's a curveball, and a three's a what? Knuckleball? You can't change that?
Yeah, but wait, it's about finding which sign in the sequence is the pitch that's thrown, takes one or two pitches to decode per inning.
Yeah, but if you're changing them every inning, then...
You get a guy on first, they're going to go through signs once or twice. You figure out what...
Right, but if the signs are changing every inning, I mean, you see those catches back there. It's, you feel like they're gang members, all the signs they're throwing up behind home plate. You're telling me you can't change these signs every inning. So now the opposing team, you're kind of throwing them off because they're throwing so many signs over them.
Is this your stance because you don't want to give your World Series ring back?
Good point.
I had no knowledge of what was going on.
Wow, you have two tainted rings, 0-1 with Spygate and this one.
I was not aware of what was going on. At that time, I didn't even own an Apple Watch.
That's what's going on. That thing just became valueless. That thing is worth nothing, Wiggy.
Oh, man, no, that's what I've said that for you.
This whole circle. Wiggy was a part of both of these.
I've said this from day one, man, and I even heard Lou talking about a little bit on OMF.
Well, Lou sounds ridiculous, to be honest with you. I love Lou, but, I mean, he's defending this as there's no defending this. There's no defending this. I'm sorry. Alex Cora needs to be fired.
Even the postseason, now Drellick's report with Rosenthal, they claim that in the playoffs, baseball had somebody in the replay room who was preventing this from happening. Here's an article from Ian Brown in the World Series. How's this for a stat? The Red Sox are hitting an unprecedented .415 with runners in scoring position at two outs this postseason. The highest average for a postseason club since the 1910 Philadelphia A's. It is jaw-dropping. They have scored 36 of their 68 postseason runs with two outs.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers
It was unprecedented until somebody figured out how to really cheat.
Right.
I mean...
But it's amazing that nothing happens to the players, the Astros,
I agree with you.
When you look at this as an ESPN article, and it's from... who wrote this? I was just reading it. And from Jeff Passons, and he said that this was all player-driven. I mean... Except for Cora in Houston.
Cora, which is really bad.
It was player-driven, and nothing happened to any of the players. But you suspended the manager and GM for the year... But nothing happened to the players.
You have to suspend every player, Wiggy, though.
Well, I mean, then if that's Why wouldn't you do that?
You don't have exact evidence on who cheated in particular. Maybe some guys were innocent, some were not. It's just too all.
Well, you would find out, right? If the guy if the former pitchers from the Astros is, you know, saying, hey, this is how we all did it, this is who was involved.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he give you names?
Maybe he could. I mean, you look back at the Red Sox 2018 individual players. Mookie hit a batting title that year. Xander Bogaerts had an unbelievable breakout season. J.D. Martinez hit 43 homers. I mean, is that all tainted?
This begs the question, what happened last year? Like, did they stop cheating, or were they just so bad that even cheating didn't help last year?
And poor Sandy Leone hit 177 in 2018. How is that possible? Was Sandy not in on the joke? I mean, what...
By the way, I was shocked when I arrived this morning that Bradfo wasn't waiting upstairs to come on the show. Is he?
Oh, he'll be
in. Is he going to come in this morning?
It's a matter of time.
I'm sure he wants to get in here bright and early this morning and start talking baseball. Hello, Ron.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Ron?
The liberal EEI. So you guys are becoming like a liberal talk show.
Yes, I know.
Cheating has been going on in baseball since its inception.
And that makes it right.
It's not. That doesn't make it right. It's not the point. The point is there's guys that are celebrated in the Hall of Fame. They know cheating. Gaylord Perry threw a spitter, scuffed the ball's entire career. They put him in the Hall of Fame. Yet Sammy Sosa with a corked bat. The steroids. It's been going on forever. So anybody across the country who looks at us and says, oh, my God, everything they do in order to win championships, you know, they cheat. Anyone thinks Tom Brady and Belichick won all those Super Bowls cheating is a moron.
Without cheating? So you're saying that Brady and Belichick won those Super Bowls because they cheated, and it should be fine because cheating
is. I'm not saying it's because they cheated.
Cheating is a part of sports.
You need deflating an ounce of air out of a football makes you a Super Bowl champion. I mean, what are you kidding? Why expose how little you know about sports? You think Aaron Rodgers won a national TV with Joe Buck. And said he overinflates the ball because he likes them really hot.
We're not talking about deflategate. Ron, we're not talking about deflategate. What's wrong with
you? But what you are talking about is what you call sportsmanship. Everybody looks for an edge. They cheat in high school. They cheat in college.
No,
they've been stealing signs for 100 years.
No, some people do it the right way.
Don't cheat the right way?
No. Some people
like
don't.
I steal at a grocery store and say, hey, I did it the right way, so you shouldn't put me in jail.
Oh, I get it. You're the guy who walks out. You're the guy who walks out with the extra.
Listen, I'm using your words now, Greg.
Ron, you're the guy who walks out of the grocery store. You're the guy who walks out of the grocery store with an extra couple boxes of Kraft mac and cheese in your pocket. And because you ought to cheat your way through life. Sorry, I don't buy that.
I'm sure that fans that listen to this right now would be having the same comments if the Athletic reported that the Astros and the Yankees were caught in this. They'd be calling saying, every team in baseball does it. This is not a Yankees problem.
But I think there's a difference when you walk out with the mac and cheese versus you have it on the bottom of the shopping cart and you go outside and you go, wait a second. And I think that's what when you're looking at, and I kind of understood Ron's point to a certain extent. Like every team in all the sports, you're always looking to push that line.
Yeah, you want to try to get
and
an
look
edge.
For that competitive edge.
That's
right?
Fine. But when you get caught, you have to suffer the consequences.
Right, and I don't think anybody's arguing that part of it.
Oh, let me ask you this question, since we're on the grocery store thing. And we're going to get to dumbest of the day in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and Wiggy is not going to be happy with who is the dumbest of the day either. And I can't wait to hear you try to defend this idiot.
I defended AB yesterday.
Let me ask you, when you're at the grocery store, and the lovely lady or the guy who's working the checkout thing gives you an extra $10 in your change.
Yep.
Do you tell him or do you walk out with the $10?
No, I walk out with it.
Of course. Who's paying cash?
Of course you do.
Right.
Of course
you do. So here's where the frauds come in. It's like you're the person who goes, oh, I got that extra $10 and I'm giving back to you.
Yeah, because I want to go to heaven.
Oh, okay. That's why.
It's wrong.
And I think that's the thing where it's, you know, what we're doing here is people now make it seem like, oh, my God, everybody is returning the $10 bill when I think the majority of the people are keeping that $10 bill. And the minority of them are giving it back. And it's the same way in sports. The majority of baseball teams, I'm willing to bet you, do this. Maybe not to the extent that the Astros were doing it, the videotaping and all that. But what's the difference if you rob a liquor store with a gun or without a gun. You're still robbing it, right?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be analogy central over here today.
I love wiki analogies.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to understand it, man.
Mm-hmm. This is Rick from Rhode Island. Yes, Rick.
Good morning, people.
What's up?
Hey, if the general consensus is that the Red Sox won the World Series in 2018 because they cheated, well, then what the hell happened last year? I just said the same thing.
I don't know what happened last year. They were so bad that even cheating couldn't help. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Greg, listen, I like the show. I was an old morning show guy.
Yep.
You've turned me over.
Yep.
But I have to explain to you.
Yeah.
Stealing signs in baseball has been around ever since the first moron coach was in existence.
Mm-hmm.
The other team realized, hey, he's not hiding his signs. And they started stealing them. And ever since then, teams have been stealing signs. Now, I absolutely agree regarding the technology and in-game advantage. But stealing signs in baseball, it's been around forever. You cannot compare that with video recording for football. They were using video to steal the signs.
It's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing.
But they were using them in-game.
They were using football, the video.
In football, they weren't using them in-game. There was nobody upstairs.
Guys, get your head around this. It's a different sport. Okay?
Okay.
You don't apply. The same rules do not apply across sports. I can give you a perfect example. In hockey, if you're in the corner and you actually hit somebody with your forearm like a little shiv, you get 2 minutes for it and you come out. In baseball, if you did that when you popped up from second base and the runner shivved a shortstop, he would be thrown out of the game. So you can't compare and go across sports. Let's just get that square and move on.
Yeah, okay. All right. I got it.
I mean, they sent a memo out before the 2018 season and said you cannot use video replay to cheat. And the Red Sox cheated blatantly the entire year.
Using video replay.
Right. I don't think we're disputing what they did, right? We're disputing whether or not this is the unwritten rule in baseball. It's about stealing signs, and everybody does it. They just happen to not listen to the rule when they were told not to do it. The way you could compare it in football is you'd have to be tied in to the headset communication of the opposing team and knowing exactly what calls that they were given to their quarterback or their linebacker as far as coverages or plays, and then you replaying it to your guys. That's how you would have to compare it in baseball, where it was actually in-game stuff that they knew. The batter knew that the next pitch, there was a good chance it was a fastball.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's nothing I like better than 4 hours of baseball talk.
Yes, we love it.
And we are getting it today on this show. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that coming up at 7, science has now determined the age at which we are most miserable.
Yay.
Wow.
And my guess is that it is whatever age Curtis is right now. Because he's pretty miserable every day.
I have to thank you, Greg, too.
You have to thank me?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. Well, that's your tease, you're going to thank me coming up?
All right. For you giving me something that has completely opened up my world.
Oh, all right, good. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, okay. Well, were you listening to Rush all day yesterday?
No, it wasn't Rush.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with the dumbest of the day on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
And now, more of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Here this morning, and earlier when I referred to Wiggy as Jerome, a texter was alarmed. They were not listening when that caller misidentified you for a full conversation as Jerome.
Yeah.
So I just want to alert those who missed it that there was a very confident caller at one point on this program who thought that he was speaking with Jerome Wiggins.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah. Yeah, over and over and over again.
It's the confusion of the, I know.
It's not Jermaine.
Right, I know the black name. I can't really get it. It's Your Majesty. It's got to be Jerome.
Jerome Wiggins.
Jerome. Jerome Wiggins.
It's the Greg Hill Show with Jerome and Diane.
Coming up at 7:30, we will get to the news. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to those who would like to see unencumbered bubes on the beaches of New Hampshire.
Yes.
So we'll get to that news today. And also, during the news at 7:30, what happened to a Mexican man after he took Viagra that is meant for bulls?
Oof. You don't want to do that, ever.
And that is a cautionary tale about purchasing the right blue pill. If you're going to purchase the blue pill. But right now, it's time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Time for the dumbest of the day, and I can't wait to hear Wiggy defend this guy, but it is Antonio Brown. Did you catch this Instagram Live yesterday?
I did.
Cops show up in front of his kids.
Yep.
He's treating the cops with a massive amount of disrespect.
Yeah, him and his baby mother were going at it.
Yeah.
And then, I saw the two-minute video.
Seems like a really classy guy.
Oh, you know.
Like a guy you want on
He's out to sea, man. He can't see the shoreline no more. he's way out there.
We got some audio. He was in some sort of a dispute with his baby mama.
Yep.
Police show up. Kids are there. And we'll take a little listen to this.
Get the f*** out of here, you f***ing p***s. Bitch. Get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of my puppy, you p***s. F*** out of here. I love you, puppy. I love you. Go at them bitch ass police. Get the f out of here. Bitch ass little cop. Look at the little cop. You wish you could take me, you bitch ass. F out of here. Yeah, get in the back of the police car, fishbowl. And you ain't leaving with sh. Bitch, get the f out of here, you bum asshole. Sorry, bitch, try to come to steal. Bitch, you gonna leave in the police car. F out of here. Hollywood police, get the f out of here. Bitch ass, get out of here.
Okay.
The more F bombs
than beeps going on in
there. More F bombs than uncut gems. What's wrong with him? I mean, what he's doing that in front of his kids.
Yeah, we know he's out of his mind. Now, I don't know the relationship that he has with his baby's mother.
Not good.
It's not good. So clearly that's a poison relationship. That thing is toxic, right? So he don't care who's around when they going at it like two rams. And that's, you know, I mean, I know from, you know, my brother-in-law deals with it with his baby's mother. And I know that, and I'm not saying she is because I don't know their relationship. But sometimes when it gets so poisoned, when you're dealing with your child's mother or your child's dad, and who knows what's going on in there, things are always said. And whether there's kids around or not, you go red line and you start saying some reckless stuff.
I can't. You're going to defend.
Defend
this,
what?
This absolute
I'm not
piece
defending
of
him.
Trash.
Yeah, but I'm not. See, that's the thing. I'm not defending him. I'm saying that with the way he's going off on her. Who knows what's going on in that relationship? We don't know if she tries to keep him from his kids.
Right.
We
don't know. Probably her fault.
No, I'm asking.
It's probably her fault. Probably that's why he has to treat.
Do you not know any dads out there that...
I don't need to know anything other than hear that.
Yeah, but see, I think you need to know more than just hearing it.
Really?
Right? Because you don't know I'm not saying she does, but there are women out there that are dirty, conniving when it comes to dealing with their baby's fathers.
I believe Chelsea, his baby mama, was the one he had tweeted about last month when she had his Bentley, and he was giving screenshots of the GPS location of the car, and he's like, the police won't help me. Somebody go pick up this car.
Right. Because he's had issues with her before, and we know he's had issues with the police before, because there's been other videos. We clearly know he don't like the cops.
What? How did you even say that based on what we just heard?
Really? Yeah.
Business. Molly kid. The bag of dicks. The dicks here. Every time you see the dicks, you pull out the bag of dicks. The dicks here. Fish. You want a bag of dicks?
I really want that as my text tone for someone.
Is there a guy rich that showed?
You want a bag of dicks?
Best move Bob Kraft made is maybe his entire tenure as an owner.
Yeah,
letting that guy go.
This might be right.
Kudos to Bob Kraft.
Well, I mean, they could have used him against Tennessee. Let's be honest.
Oh, they could have used him against Tennessee.
Yeah, they could have used. Yeah, I don't look at his off the field behavior as far as what he does on the field. Because I don't need my athletes to be role models. I don't need them to be. I just need,
need them to be simply respectful.
No. I need them
dropping F bombs on the Foxborough cops.
How about being? You need to be a law-abiding citizen.
How about being
as long as you ain't breaking no laws?
My
that's,
God! How about being a role model as a father? Well, is that possible?
You don't know what type of father he is.
I think I heard it.
Wait a sec. So because you swear and you yell in front of your kids, that means you're a bad dad?
When you are directing that toward their mother?
But you don't know the relationship.
That doesn't matter, though. You
it does matter. No.
You don't get a pass. I don't care if you're the man or the woman. You don't get a pass acting like that because the other person sucks.
You
have to take the extra high road and step up, Wiggy.
But you don't. Listen, not everybody's Michelle Obama in that when they go low, you go high. Some people, when they go low, you go lower.
But right? That's not an example to set for your kids.
But we don't know the relationship between him and his baby's mother. It does matter.
It doesn't matter. Handle that in private, away from the kids.
Yeah,
no matter what she
come
does,
on.
Or
that's
what
that's like saying. So that's like saying you get into it with somebody that you have a history with, and you have issues with. You get into a heated argument, and then you fly off at you fly off, and you just stop barking. Now all of a sudden you're supposed to say, "Oh, wait a second." Not everybody can, you know, say, "Let me count to 10. Work that way.
Here's a text that says Wiggy would like to hear Lee Harvey Oswald's side of the story as well.
Well, there was actually proof there, wasn't it?
This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I can't co-sign on that one. That's crazy. But the dumbest of the football season were the people that said we should get rid of AB because we're scoring enough points. And then when we lose AB, we're like, oh, Belichick didn't give him enough weapons. Maybe enough weapons. Mm.
Okay, so you'd like to have that guy on your team.
To go. Okay. Listen, I agree with you. The guy is nuts, and like I said, he's out to sea. But I don't know his relationship with his baby, with his baby's
mother.
Well,
it's obviously horrible.
Right, so and so when that type of stuff happens, and I've seen it before with my own two eyes, and I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen it. Things happen, and you're going to say things in front of your kids. That's sometimes you just got caught in that moment.
Well, there are some.
You can't say, take the high road.
There are some parents who don't.
There are some parents, that don't do that in front of the kids?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that.
And some people that don't Instagram live at Wiggy. Right.
I know,
broadcast that to the world.
What does that mean, just some parents that don't? Just because there are parents that don't do it, is that the right way to do it?
It means that they're not a self-absorbed, selfish narcissist.
But that's from your mouth.
Which is what he is.
That's from your mouth.
From my mouth.
I think that's from psychology.
From my mouth.
When you don't know the situation. You don't know their relationship.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter, Daniel. You know better than that. Of course it matters.
He's not a good person.
It doesn't.
It does.
You had that fight in private with her.
Come on. Are you serious, Daniel?
Yes, I am. 100%.
So now every fight you get into, you're supposed to have it in private.
If I had children, I wouldn't do it in front of them.
What if there were children out there, and maybe they're not yours?
She doesn't even fight in front of her cats.
I don't. Well, I won't let them see. Or my house plants.
Danielle then has extremely good patience.
I do. I'm on this show, aren't I?
That is true.
All she does, if there's going to be a fight in Danielle's house, she just lights a smells like my vagina candle
and makes everybody happy. There's no way that Danielle grew up in East Boston and grew up around East Boston family and says that maybe she wouldn't do it, but she's seen this behavior. I would think if you grew up in that type of household where your parents or your family members get to arguing and that kind of stuff.
The first phrases I learned were how to fight in Italian, yes.
Yeah,
but this is such an aggressive situation, and like Curtis just said, he's live streaming in an Instagram. Come on, dude.
Hello, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Mark?
Wiggy.
Yo.
The more you open your mouth, the deeper your foot goes in. You need to stop.
Why?
Because yesterday, Dale Arnold had to practically beat you over the head to admit that Antonio Brown was a racist, and you wouldn't say it.
Well, how is he a racist?
Hold on. Then he said, if a politician said it, what do you think would happen to the politician? And you said, oh, he would become president. So you were quick to call Trump a racist. okay?
How is AB a racist?
The
N word is different. Mark, that's listen, what you don't understand. No. That's what you don't understand. There is just a double standard. It's the why you hang up on the guy? Is it what people don't understand?
Because I figured you're going to talk for 4 minutes.
No, I was gonna let him know, because the problem is there is a double standard, and I do agree with that. But to say he's a racist because he told the white cop, get your white ass out of here, and then say...
Why does it matter what the race of the cop is?
And then to say that, if a white dude said the same thing or used the N-word, it's the same thing. No, that's what Dale and I were arguing about yesterday. So clearly,
okay. in your mind,
he got a ton of wax in his ears and he didn't understand what I was trying to say.
In your mind, it would be okay for a white guy to say to a black cop, get your black ass out of here.
What did you just say?
Were you watching TV?
No.
I said it's okay for a white guy to say to a black police officer, get your black ass out of here.
No, it's not.
So why is it okay for Antonio Brown?
There's a double standard there. It is what it is, because black people have been judged pretty much their whole life and for as long as we can go back as we know it based on their color of the skin. White people haven't, so it's like when you go to people and, say stuff about their skin. It is what it is.
I gotcha.
I mean, that's world we live in. If you don't think that's the world we live in, I don't know what world you live on.
Hello, Jared.
Hey, Wiggy, can you do us all a favor? Because it's really going to get Greg in a really bad mood for the rest of the show. Can you not talk over him? Please, Wiggy. You're killing us all.
Well, listen, I'm trying to get my point across. I don't know if you know we're on talk radio.
We got
clearly
your point.
You don't.
This is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Craig?
Well, yeah, I got one thing to say on the whole subject. That's how AB acted in front of a ton of cops and on video. Imagine how he acts when there's no cops around behind closed doors in front of his kids. That man's a psycho. You can't defend him at all.
But I'm not defending him. That's the problem. You don't hear me.
That's literally all you've been doing.
No, I said he's out of his mind. He's off the reservation. But
and
I
you said we don't know what
that.
The relationship is like.
Or he's out to sea, right? He's
a white woman.
You use the totally easy excuse by saying none of us know what's going on in the relationship. Obviously, we don't.
You don't. Okay. So when you see a guy arguing with his baby's mother, and they're going at it back and forth, and they're saying, I don't know what's going on in that relationship. I don't know, and I'm not saying she did anything to him, but I don't know if she hasn't done something to him in the past. That's what I'm saying. I don't know about their situation. Right. I'm not defending him as a person.
No. Yeah, get in the back of the police car, fishbowl.
I'm fishbowl.
But see, that's the problem. That's what I told Dale yesterday. You and I grew up in completely different worlds.
Not really.
Yes, we have.
No.
We have a whole different view on how we look at people. We have a whole different view on how we've dealt with not all police officers, but some police officers.
You don't think I dealt with the Stowe police?
No.
When I was a teenager?
I'm sorry to say this, Greg, but you haven't.
I was cuffed several times by the Stowe Police Department.
Well, it wasn't because of the color of your skin. I can guarantee you that. So that's what I'm trying to get the point across. Mm-hmm. He has a certain way he views police officers. I don't know if he's had run-in with the law before and he views them a certain way. I it's just like I told Dale yesterday. I hate to inform you, but there are some people out there that don't like police officers.
What?
I hate to inform you that.
You should see Dale's rap sheet in Bangor.
And I hate to inform you that there are some black people out there that feel a certain way towards white police officers. Uh-huh. Not all white police officers, but some.
Yeah.
So
Galookie.
So that's it. That's the thing. Okay. We come from different worlds, bro.
Right. Hello, police.
All right. Well, as you can tell,
Know it's Stowe. He wasn't dealing with it.
As you can,
police brutality.
As you can tell, Wiggy is here. And in just a moment, science has now determined the age at which we are most miserable.
How old are you, Wiggy?
And for many of you, it may be listening right now to Jerome Wiggins on this show that is making you miserable. But we'll be right back to tell you at what age you are most miserable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.